Server 64.
And she answers, Ish Pleini Vekoyenu. Tama Gamliel Ve Rablezer Oimrim Menes. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer Lemipi Onechai. So the first Echatim says, Ra'u Medaberesim Ish Pleini. So, and she says it's Ish Pleini Koyen. Tama Gamliel Ve Rablezer Oimrim Menes. Rabbi Yeshua Aimer le mipi anuchai. El areizu becheskes beulo lenosin vele mamzer at shetov irai le dvorer. So Rabbi Nochum was aimed an eore. Loshna gemorin Rabbi Yeshua as vei modne. Bishleim in the frirdike suge. She wants a ksuve. So she says, Misharastani ne nasti, I get a ksuve. The husband says, maybe koinim sharasti, chvoi mikri mekachtoes. So Rabbi Gamliel says Ne'emenes, Rabbi Yeshua Aimer le mipi anuchaim, arei ze becheskas beulo. Becheskas beulo? But it's for sure that she's a beulo. Now the pshat is, becheskas moment says that he doesn't have to pay. By us, we found the isha. It's kind of a shver mishne. She's mu'uberes, she's medaberes. Mechatei ze she was mezana with the isu. Every person gets married. We assume the husband is a kosher husband. Here she was medaberes with a ployni, and we assume if she's kosher or not. So Rabbi Gamliel says she's ne'emenes. Rabbi Yeshua doesn't believe her. Frege Hashai, the fear of Rabbi Yeshua that you don't believe her, you assume that she was mezana? For sure she did something bad? It's a suffix. Rabbi Gamliel believes her. Rabbi Yeshua Lamezogen doesn't believe. So Rabbi Yeshua doesn't believe. Lamezogen Rabbi Yeshua doesn't believe. Say this, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't believe. Aber arei ze becheskas? Becheskas sheniva lo lenosin ve lemamza? Arei ze mesafek? I'm asking you a shayle. Chiyala al adas now that she marries a koyen, she gets malkus mitzad chalolo? For sure not. For sure she doesn't get Malkus. So for sure she's not a Mezana with a Cholo. So suffic if she was Mezana with a Cholo. And the Friedrich mom, Suge, Cheskas Moment says the money belongs to the husband. He could use his money to make Kaddish Yisho. Cheskas Moment says the money stays here. So it's Becheskas Beulo, the money stays here. By us she's Becheskas. A person would read the Mishnah, he would think that for sure she was Nival, she's a Chalolo, and if she marries a Kohen, she gets Malkus. Und se avade und avade nishna ze. So Nochum says, Lechor, we see from here, what we see about in the Rishonim, that avade it's Milo also biyuchsin. The gather of Milo also biyuchsin, it's not stam, they said, we want more. The gather of this, we said, she's becheskas beulo, mean to say, if you want to marry a Kohen, prove that you're okay. This is the Sprach. If you want to marry a Kohen, prove that you're okay. You have to prove that you're a kosher person. You have to prove that you're kosher. Not that for sure we know that you're not kosher, but you're not allowed to marry a Kohen till you prove. This is the reason, we see later, some Achroinim or Rishonim, that want to medame our suge to the suge of Bori Veshemo, the Choyva Sahichoche is on the Isha. Not clappy that she's for sure a chololo. Means to say, as if we have a cheskas moment, alecholo amitzim mechaveiroi olavoraya, she's becheskas beulo lenosim velemamzer, oleolo ichiach that she's not beulo lenosim velemamzer. This is the gather of Milo also beyuchsin, that you're not allowed to go over, you're not allowed to marry a kohen till you approve fakir. Rabbi Kiva Eiger, B'teich HaDvorim, in the Mishnah, he has fragt the Ahore, and it's negated to the Hemshech, but it's good to tell already here. Why Becheska Sheniva Lo Lenosin Ve Lemamza? In this city, Baruch Hashem, Nishtok in Nesinim, Nishtok in Mamzerim. See, don't go to Moshe in Yerushalayim, Har HaKodesh, Ruhu Medaberes. Say, Becheska Sheniva Lo Lenosin Ve Lemamza? Well, look in the whole Yerushalayim, I don't know if we'll find one Nosin in Mamza. But if the Tanya would write, Becheska Sheniva Lo Legoi, Goi is also possible Kehuna. Why the Tana has to write a weite Sach? It's not negat to the Havana. The negat to Havana is that Mistamish made a BS psul and she's posted like a Uno. The tzad of Nasi and Mamzer is a weite tzad. It's a mod Nazar. It's big in the city, so don't the city, so don't Mamzer. It's not like Mamzer Mutter. We don't know that there's a Mamzer, so Allah Mutter. And we don't know that there's a Nasini. So Kibege says, Bitchilo Chashavti Loimar, the Tana wanted to say, a city, if the Tana would write, Becheska Shenival Alegoi. So you could think, maybe the Mishnah is talking in the city, Sheroiv Goyim. So we choishesh that she was Nival Alegoi. There's no city, Sheroiv Nesinim. There's no city, Sheroiv Mamzeri. Even if it could be as a city, for sure the Pashtas of the Mishnah is nicht reingesetzt as a. So b'meile, the Mishnah wants to say, even if it's one Nosin, the whole city is kosher, and it's one Nosin, even Be'ir Sheruba Ksheirim, Rabbi Yeshua holds that she's posul. So the Rabbi says, Sugir in Amud Beis, if we're speaking on Roy Psulim and Rav Ksheirim, the Gemara brings down later, Rayas, Rav Ksheirim, Roy Psulim, and Lefi Dvorah, Zok Rabbi Kiva Eger, to be a Mishnah Mefureshes. Zog dem Kibbe Eger, Shuv choshavti ulai loimar a andere plan. The Tana says, the Nosin ve lemamzor to be mechadesh, that maile osu biyuchsim is not only that she's posu le kehuna. If we choshe she's niva le Nosin ve lemamzor, so the kid be osu lovi bekol misofik. To be a very big handle around in the sugi and a mudbeiz beikir, maile osu biyuchsim is only legabi kohanim, aber legabi israelin is no nafkemine. Other name? Even legabe Israel, somebody says Dr. Azay, if she marries a guy, akum aboah bas Israel avlad kosher. It's possible like kehuna, so it's only legal legabe koyani. So if the Tana would write becheska shenival al goy, we'll understand that she's possible like koyani. But legabe Israel, to pass the love bekol, will not be choishesh. Zok the Tana raise becheska shenival al nosin vel manzer, so the chashash gam and the kid, so the mailos of biyuchsin will not only legabe parshas koyanim. The Mailos of Yuchsin will be also followed by the Nafkemina Legabe Israel. No, we'll see, it's not as a poshet. Most Rishonim will learn Sinishtah as a din from Mailos of Yuchsin. It's only as Ach Loshon Rashi Bayos, the last Shur and the Amud. Mailos of Yuchsin Bekehuno. You might grab the Efshom Meret of them. A lot of Rishonim are Madgish Mailos of Yuchsin Bekehuno. Nisht of Allah Yuchsin. Rav Kiva Eger is Matzia. So again, Rav Kiva Eger fragt, why it says nothing for Mamza? Maybe a chidush afilu when it's roiv ksheirim. And the Tana was to be merames azay, or bezokta it's not so mashma, but the sugin of Mudbeis will be a shakle v'tayre in the Gemara, and the Gemara never was trying to mechech when the mission is shakle v'tayre. And then he wants to say, maybe a chidush that leman da'oma, that pasos, and mailos of biyuchsin is not only legabi kriyanim, nor also legabi the vlad. But as Rav Kiva Eger, you have to see in Mudbeis if it stims with the rishonim and the achronim. Finishes the Mishnah. Hoyse muuberes va'amu lamativa shel ubor zemish pleini v'koyenu. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Nehemenes, Rabbi Shua emel avipi anuchayim, el arayze b'cheskes muuberes lenosi v'lemamzer, ad shetovira el dvore. Zog di gemore. Mai medaberes, tereishe. Zeire omar nistero, Rav Asi omar nivalo. Lefi zeire the reishe is that she went into Yichud, and of them Rabbi Shua holds, we choyshe that she was nival apostle, and Rabbi Gamliel believes her, and Zeire says, we saw a beer. Bishlem in the Zeire, Heine Diktoni medaberes, was no beer. Elon Ravasi, Mai medaberes, Bishlem Alie, Kedichsim, Ochlo ve Mochto Pio ve Omro le Poalti Yov. Before we start the Gemore, there's an interesting Maharik. Can I see inside? The Maharik Zog, Chidush Godl. So it steht medaberes. It says, Nire li loimar, that the ganze machleik is Rabbi Yeshua ve Rabban Gamliel. The ganze machleik is Rabbi Yeshua ve Rabban Gamliel is, מלמד עומר זעירי, אז ברד מדברס, נעד בניבלו, במדברס, זוג ממערי, what is the חתים צה? Not סתם that she was nistar, she went into a room, לבייס הסייסר, she was talking before she went into the בייס הסייסר, she was talking דברי זנוס, דברי טיפלוס, and then the Hainu, they saw them schmoozing around and Nishkin kosher avek, and then they went into Beis HaSeiser. Of them, Rabbi Shua holds that we choshed that she did a bia, and she's also, we don't believe her, and Rabbi Gamliel holds we believe her. Aber zog de Ma'arik, lu yitzuyo, she went to Beis HaSeiser, stam. She was nistero, she was over an Isur Yichud. Went out, medaberes before, Even the Rabbi Yeshua, she's ne'emenes. As he passes la aloche, as an afkemina, we anyway passing like Rabban Gamliel. But the Gemara Amud Bey says it's only b'mokim sheroiv Yisraelim, if it's roiv akum, it's a shayla if he passing like Rabban Gamliel. But the case of the Ma'arik was that shtam she went into the room and the guy closed the door. But the ma'ase was no diburim, was no tsuris, if dvorim tfeilim. Zokter Avad Rabbi Yeshua didn't ask her every yichud to say that was mistama abia. And he says, Hainu de'amrinu be'gemore medaberes. It's lav dafka the Gemara, it's medaberes. So the Gemara says, Hainu nistero. The Gemara doesn't say Hainu yichud. I, the Gemara later, was stolt to the sugi from yichud. He says, the Gemara did brings down different, because in the Braise state, Malkim ala yichud ve'en oisrim ala yichud. Why doesn't it say Malkim ala yichud ve'en oisrim olav? Mashma Malkim ala yichud koldu, ve'en oisrim ala yichud, yichud kazeh, that is Shadibu divrei tiflus. So we call him, that wissen is the Ma'arik learns that nish alamo when you go into the room, but if you're Rabbi Yeshua, she's not a menace anymore, and she's becheska snivalo. No, only if it was a medaberes. Okay, we need to get to unzere gemore. So my medaberes, Zeir omar mistero, Rav Asi omar nivalo. Bishnem ele Zeir, ayinu liktoni medaberes, was no nivalo. Elo Rav Asi, my medaberes, lishnem ma'aliye. Kedichsiv ochlo v'mochto pio, v'omro loy po'alti oven. Now, it's a big machlekes rishonim. I want to be minded the machlekes. We'll start with Shitas HaTesis, but another machlekes. Tesis learns like this. Alibi the Rabban Gamliel, we have a close sefer, the Meuberes. Rabban Gamliel holds, she's neman to say that it's from a kosher. So when the Isha comes Meuberes, we see the beer. So rishonim explain. The Meuberes is a different echetim that we see a beer. It's ki'ilu we see lefonei the ma'ase beer. So Rabbi Gamliel believes her, she has a bori, b'tziruf cheskes kashres. Here the Kula Alma, it goes, bori, b'tziruf cheskes kashres, she's ne'emenes. Rabbi Yeshua holds, we don't trust, bori is not enough, b'tziruf cheskes kashres, mailos u'biyuchsin, as evi in moment is bori v'chazok is not moitzi moment, the bori here is not enough. Thus is klo. This is the safer. Now what is the ratio? Lefi Rav Asi, the ratio is the zel bezach, ro'u shenivalo. Again, Rabbi Gamliel says she's ne'emenes, Rabbi Yeshua holds she's not ne'emenes. And the second, the Gemara will ask a kasha, so why I need both? So the zel bezach. And the Gemara will go, machshir bo, machshir bebito. Lefi Zeiri, the safer is a poshta machlekes. Rabbi Gamliel holds bori v'chazoke helps, Rabbi Yeshua holds it doesn't help. What is the machlekes in the reisha? When we didn't see a ma'ase bia. So Rabbi Gamliel holds she's ne'emenes, we don't have to explain why. Because even if we will see the bia, she's ne'emenes, so when we didn't see, for sure she's ne'emenes. There's nothing more to explain. Lefi Rabbi Yeshua, she's not ne'emenes. Why she's not ne'emenes? So Tesis learns like this. If she will say, loy nivalti, she's ne'emenes alibid Rabbi Yeshua. She's ne'emen to say, loy nivalti. She could say, loy nivalti. She's ne'emen to say, loy nivalti. She says, loy nivalti, she's ne'emenes. So what is the case that Rabbi Yeshua holds she's not ne'emenes? When she says, nivalti velekosher nivalti. Why? She said Nivalti. So she's moide that she was Mezane. And we don't believe her, Lekosher Nivalti. I, she has a Migu. She could have said, Loi Nivalti. Rabbi Yeshua holds, Migu is not enough. And the Sugi before was also a Migu. And Rabbi Yeshua holds, Migu is not enough. So again, Lefi Teisus, Lefi Zeiri. If she says, Loi Nivalti, she's Ne'emenes. Say lefi Rabbi Yeshua, say lefi Rabbi Gamliel. If she says nivalti velekosher nivalti, so lefi Rabbi Gamliel, she's ne'emenes, because even if we would see a beer, she's ne'emenes. And lefi Rabbi Yeshua, she's not ne'emenes. Ah, she has a migu, she could have said loy nivalti. Rabbi Yeshua holds migu doesn't help. So kum teis hazeh lefi teisus. Be'meuberes, when we see a beer, it's a poshta machlekes. Rabbi Gamliel doesn't need a migu. Bori v'chazoke works. And medaberes, is a bori mit amigu, with a chazoke. So Rabbi Gamliel, we don't have to sefes. Because even Meuberes is good. So Medaberes for sure is good. And Rabbi Yeshua, we have a second chidush. Loi mi bori v'chazoke doesn't help in Meuberes. And Medaberes, even that lemaise what? She has a migu. Even that she has a migu, even so she's not ne'ema. Now, this is what Zeiri holds. Lefi Rav Asi, Rav Asi holds the same, the Reisha is also benivalo. What will happen when it's not nivalot? When it's medaberes? It's nistero. Lefi Rabbi Gamliel, she's belief. What would be the halacha lefi Rabbi Yeshua? So again, Zoktesis. If she says le nivalti, she's ne'emenes. If she says nivalti velekosher nivalti, she's ne'emenes b'migu, that she could have said le nivalti. Now I want to be masbi. Very close in Tesis. It's a poshta zach, but this is the way Tesis learned the sugya. Again, lefi zeiri, we have two machlekes in benistero v'nivalo. Rabbi Gamliel, we don't have to explain, because even when we see the beer, Rabbi Gamliel holds bori odif. So chazaki v'bori, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold from chazaki v'bori, and in the reisha, she has a migu, she could have said lo nivalti, and lo nivalti is ne'emenes. It's a chidush of Tesis. Nisht al rishenim amaskim. We see a lot of rishenim acholik and Tesis. That Raziri holds that stire is mistomi given a beer, and she's not ne'eman to say lo nivalti. This is most of the rishenim hold. That you're not meant to say lo nivalti. But Tesis on lefi zeiri, you're not meant to say lo nivalti. But why are you not meant to say lekosher nivalti? Because Rabbi Shua doesn't hold from migu. This is zeiri. What Rav Asi holds? No. The reish is beer. What would be if it's nistero? So if Rabbi Gamliel, for sure she's neman. And even if Rabbi Yeshua, she's neman. But not because, I would say without Tesis, you know why she's neman in the reish? Rav Asi holds, stires bichlal nishken raglaim ladovo. No. Stires raglaim ladovo. It's my loss to be yusin. Just Rav Asi holds, var she's never to say lo nivalti. She has a migu, she could have said lo nivalti, but maybe she's never to say lekosher nivalti. So lefi Tesis, the machlekes zeir of Rav Asi is, not if stires raglaim ladovo or not. When we read the Gemara, we think like this. As my loss would be yuchsim, like Alamol before explanations. But does this clear? If a person gets married with an isha, isha gets married, and she has kids. Who said it's lekosher nivalti? Chazal will never metaken. I have to explain why. But Chazal will never metaken that you have to bring rights. Only in our sugi when it's raglaim ladovah that was a znuf, you have to bring. So I would say Rav Asi holds when you see a beer, then you have to. They went into a room. We never saw no problems. Bichlal, finish. Nay. So Tesis lekula alma is a problem. Just what Zeire holds migu doesn't help. She could say lo nivalti, but migu doesn't help. And Rav Asi holds, migu helps. She could say lo nivalti, so she's never to say lekosher nivalti. This is shitas ha-Tesis. Again, the Rishonim acholek. The Rishonim learn that could be lefi Zeira, lefi Rav Asi, she's not never to say lo nivalti. When it's a yichud, it's for sure nivalti. Just Rav Asi holds, yichud maybe is not a reyuse. And on Zeiri holds, yichud is a reyuse. She's not never to say lo nivalti. But we'll see that Hashem the Rishonim in the next in Tesis Mamaschim and Oisim al Yichud and the whole Hemshech Hasugya how the Rishonim and Rashi will see a Stiras in Rashi how Rashi learns the Sugya Be'ez Hashem. But now we're holding B'shitas HaTesis. So L'shitas HaTesis L'kule Alme you need to come. If a lady says Niv'alti, it's a Bachlekes Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Niv'alti, she has to have an Emanus. Rabbi Gamliel anyway believes Alamol. Rabbi Yeshua Lefi Zeiri says she's not believed. Not with a migu, not without a migu. And Lefi Rav Asi, no. When it's Yichud, she has a migu, she could have said, lo nivalti. The male is never. Lefi Rav Gamliel, Lefi Rav Asi, only be nivalo, that she doesn't have a migu, it's only migu, and bori v'chazok, it doesn't help. Or bori with migu, helps. The male be listero, she has a migu, she could have said, lo nivalti. And lo nivalti, lekula alma, she's never. But she ain't again, alibet zeire, Rav Zeire holds that migu doesn't help alibet Rabbi Yeshua. Lamas and the Tesis. Lamas and the Tesis. Ravasi Omar Nivalo. Aval Nistero, Moide Rabbi Yeshua de Neemenes, Loima Lekosher Nivalti, Bemigudi Boya Omro, Loi Nivalti. She has a Migu. Frek Tesis Akashevim, Toimar, Vor Rabbi Yeshua Lesley Migu. Gamesharastani Neenasti. We learned in Mishnah of Yud Beis that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold from a Migu. She says, Misharastani Neenasti. She has a migu, she could have said mukas eitzani. And even so, Rabbi Yeshua holds, eino ne'emenes. The Gemara said, klor yud beizem mut beizem is a migu. When of them, Rabbi Yeshua holds that she's not ne'emenes. Rabbi Yeshua holds that she's not ne'emenes. So she has a migu, and Rabbi Yeshua holds she's not ne'emenes. So bishnim, if he's zeiri, it's very gishmak. Here also a migu doesn't help, and before also a migu doesn't help. Aber masha'enke, lefi, Ravasi, why lefi Rabbi Yeshua she's ne'emenes? Again, Tesis didn't want to say stam that Nisteros is gornish. It's no raglaim ladovo that was the iso. It's raglaim ladovo that she has a migu she could have said lo nivalti. אז אני פרק תסוס. So before we see תסוס תרץ, פרק דה רשש, in the שיטה מקובצס, what is the קשה בכלל? And the sugar before it's להויצי מומן. להויצי מומן, מיגו להויצי, לא ימרינן. Here it's only נאמונס בייסורים. מיגו בייסורים helps. ביודוי בייסורים helps. What is the צושלו? Before it's מיגו להויצי. Here's not a מיגו להויצי. אז איפה יגד הרשש and the שיטה מקובצס. זוג דה שיטה מקובצס. יש לי מה שכבר פירשתי, זוקטר. The gather of Milos will be using the made it kilo his moitzi momen. And if migu lohoitzi doesn't help, so migu, a kegen, Milos will be using also doesn't help. Das ist der Zustand von der Teisvitz. Also er sagt, bishit abeku betzis. And for Teisvitz, wie ich lohi mal, der Hossam lohi have a migu gomu. Da afilu amro mukaseitze ni, eina nehm menes li Rabbi Yeshua, kedet nan bemasnissin bedaf yud gimel. ולא קורא למיגו, אלא לפי שהוא תאינה מעולה ביועסה. The migu there is, what is the migu? She says, משאר הסטני נהנסתי. She's not נאמן. I, she has a migu. What is the migu? She could have said מוקס עצני. Not that מוקס עצ, she will be believed. But it sounds much better. I'll explain the migu. You think I'm a liar. She says, הרצחן, if I'm a liar, so why I didn't say מוקס עצני? At least I would look better. If I was saying מוקס עצני, I would look much better. So while I would look much better, I would say Mukas Eitzani. So vice versa, I'm saying the truth. So I'm saying Mishara Stalin and Asti. If I would try to lie, I would say Mukas Eitzani. But Mukas Eitzani is also not a good tainer. But she says, yeah, both of them are bad tainers. At least our tainer, but looks good. Memele, it's a shvach amigu. But she ain't can by us, if she says Lo Nivalti, she's Naman and Gatsi. So it's a first amigu. She could say Lo Nivalti. So she has a much better migu. This is Teisvitz. And we have to remember, Zeiri doesn't hold from it. Zeiri holds even that she has a fester migu, she's not never. Zeiri doesn't hold from this migu. This migu holds, Rav Asi holds that it's a migu. Because here it's a fester migu, here it's a shvach migu. Zeiri is not mechal. Fregt Rav Kiveiger ala Mishnayas, Kedai Aran cooking inside, doesn't understand. He asks the kasha halfway, we will ask it the double way. He says, Tesis clears a shvach migu, a better migu. Kiilu Tesis asked the kasha, said the teretz. Versteht nicht, he said, so often the gemara b'daf tzayin omud aleph, the last Tesis in the omud there. Everyone knows, we learn Baba Basra, we learn Baba Metzia. Everyone knows, it's often the gemaras of migu. What is the normal case of migu? So de zushel avoisecho velokachti. Hapesh osar hapesh iti, right? Person comes over to his friend. Sod ezushel avisecho velokachti. Ma bois bayare. Shel avisecho velokachti. Hapesh osar hapesh iti. It's a mission at the beginning of the second perek. Frag the Gemara Akashe. So Rabbi Yeshua is masking. To sod ezushel avisecho velokachti. Hapesh osar hapesh iti. Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold for migu. Learn taste is a teretz, dear. The last days of Tzayin Amud Aleph learns that this is what the Gemara means to say in after Zion. What is the Shaykhs? If a person would say Sada Zushel Avisecho, he would win. Don't say it's a migu. By us, it's not a real migu. There, it's a real migu. As I learned Tzayin after Zion Amud Aleph, that this is what the Gemara says there. That Sada Zushel Avisecho Velokachti I'm Nemon. It's a real migu. It's a mamash normal migu. I could have said Sada Zishali. And you will never win it. I was made shel avisecho, and I'm tiny the migu that I bought it from you, that I bought it from them. It's a normal migu. If I would say lehadam, it was never yours, I would get it. Rabbi Yeshua is made, but Rabbi Yeshua is chalik above a basre. I mean, the whole of a basre is full with migu. I mean, the God of a basre has migu. The whole of a basre has migu. So that is maskim sidon migu. This is the way Tesis learns. So Rabbi Kiveiger fragt, it's an offene gemore, it's a glatte sache that have to sein. Here Tesis makes it up on his own. I will ask the kasha better from Rav Kiveiger. And Zeiri that doesn't help from this migu? But he's chalik above a basra? Kiveiger only asked the kasha, Tesis is mechadish achidish alein. Tachzach sa offene gemore that have to sein. And the last Tesis with the sein on Mudalef, could I to send on. I would ask better if he Tesis. Zeiri doesn't help from this migu. What, Zeiri basis is to do migu? Ziri basis is the amik. Zog the world as a teretz, posh the teretz. Say that vorim zog Rebel Chono. This is how you suffer during the sugya. Rebel Chono explains like this. What is the pshat in this modern amigo in the sugya here? She could have said mukaseitz. Mukaseitz is not believed. So it's bichlal nishkin migo. She could have said mukaseitz. If she would say mukaseitz, she would believe? No. Zog Rebel Chono in his famous shtikl, chelek beisim and gimel, migo has two zachim. Migu has biru and migu has koyach hatayna. Biru says, I don't look like a liar. If I'll be a liar, I would say a different tayna. So she says, listen, I'm not a liar. If anyway I'm lying, chosh I would lie in a way that I would look better. If I woke up and I'm a Pesach Pesuach and I have to get out of it and I'm lying, I would try anything. I'm not believed in nothing. But if anyway I'm not saying the truth, let me to try to say what it looks nicest. I'm not believed. I'm a liar and I'm not believed. I know I'm not believed. So I will say what looks nicer. This is biru. It's not koyach hatayne. It's no koyach hatayne. The second tainus is garnished. It's another zach in migu. Koyach hatayne. While in the other tainus I could win, I win also in this tainus. If I would say lehadam, the soda is mine, was never yours, I would win the choshen mishpudik shayle. So I win also in the second tainus. Meir is Zogre Bel Chonon first, this is the pshat in Tesis and after Zion, this is the pshat in Gan Shas. Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold for Migu. Migu doesn't help, no, it's welcher Migu doesn't help. The Migu is Biru. I could have tined a better tine. That Migu doesn't help, no, it's Mamel if Rabbi Yeshua. So what if you could have tined a better tine? Ad she tovi rayo le dvoreo. Migu is not a rayo. She has to bring a better rayo. Migu is nishkin rayo. Ad she tovi rayo le dvoreo. Zog the shite rayo nishkin migu. Bishua doesn't hold from a migu. Mashe einken, when she has a migu of koyach hatayne, then to hainu, a person could say, son of Zushel Avisecho. He could have said, it's mine. On rayo he zoiche. He zoiche midin koyach hatayne. He zoiche mitzad koyach hatayne. Val he zoiche mitzad koyach hatayne. He has a schus in the moment. No shaykh is the rayo. He's not coming to be Zoyche Midin Raya. He's coming to Zoyche Midin and he holds a schus in the moment. Rabbi Yeshua is a way to the Koyach HaTayne. He's chaylik in the Raya from the Migu. But for the Koyach HaTayne, Rabbi Yeshua is masbir. This is the way Rabbi Chonon is masbir. Why if you Rabbi Yeshua, by us you don't say Migu, and in Gan Shas you say Migu. And in Gan Shas you say Migu. What is the difference? So this is the chiluk. In Gan Shas the Migu is Koyach HaTayne. Rabbi Yeshua is masking for the Koyach HaTayne. For the biru, Rabbi Yeshua is not masking. Man, the shvachim migu is only a biru. Because when she says mukaseit, she's not neman. Masha'enke, when you have a festive migu, you're neman. Zog the world. This is good in choshen mishpah. But by us, in Isurim, no shaykh is to koyach hatayne. No shaykh is to koyach hatayne here. She suffered if she was nival apostle or kosher. She would say, loy nivalti, so she would be neman. Now also she be neman. In the moment as you say koyach hatayne, I have a schus in the moment. Here you can't say koyach hatayne, even if it's doyme lemomenes. It's no shaykhes to say koyach hatayne. This is the reason, even that the Shas says that Rabbi Shua is moiden a normal amigu, this is legabe koyach hatayne. Aber legabe isurim, that a stark amigu, mit a shvach amigu, loy male ve loy moirit. This is the chiddush of Tosfos. That alibet Rav Asi, Rav Asi holds a starker migu is a starker biru, and it's also good lefi Rabbi Yeshua. And on this the iri is choylik. So again, the Tamsis Advorim, what we're learning is at least lefi the poshle vegel in Tosfos that we have a machleik is the iri v'Rav Asi alibet Rabbi Yeshua. Medaberes, she was a nistero, and she has a migu she could have said lo nivalti. She has a migu she could have said lo nivalti. Lefi Zeira, the Migu doesn't help Alib and Rabbi Yeshua. Even if it's a starker Migu. And Rav Asi holds no. Rabbi Yeshua made it that a starker Migu helps. Avad and after Zion we will find that in every Choshen Mishpot, for sure Rabbi Yeshua holds that a starker Migu helps. But a starker Migu helps like Rabbi Lechon on Mitzal Keach HaTayne. Here by Yisurim you can't go Mitzal Keach HaTayne. So this is the Chiddush of Tesis that a starker Migu helps. A starker Migu helps. And Bemelech is Ne'emenes, Alibe de Ravasi, and Zeira is Choylek and that Choylek. Again, all of this Bismedrish is only in Shitas HaTesvus. The Tesvus holds that Loi Nivalti, Lekule Alme is Ne'emon. And the Shaila in the Sugi is, If she's named to say lekosho nivalti, be migu shelo nivalti. The lefi zehire lefi Rabbi Yeshua is no migu, and the lefi Rabbi Asi, the lefi Rabbi Yeshua is a migu. Lefi the rishonim that you're not named to say lo nivalti, so the whole sugi is a andere sugi bichlal. The whole sugi is a andere sugi bichlal. You're not named to say lo nivalti. What does the machlekes zehire be Rabbi Asi? We have to say if you're named to say lo nivalti, or you're not named to say lo nivalti. But not because you have a migu. The fiddle is showing him, Ali Bid Zaira, you're not named to say Lo Nivalti. So stand you're not named. You stand not named. And the fiddle is saying, you're named to say Lo Nivalti. Lama Zan de Gimor. So Frank de Gimor has a Bish Leimel Zairi, Hainu Diktoni Tarti, Medaberes, and the Reisha Posh, we have a Machlekes, we have a Migu, she could have said Lo Nivalti. Fear of Yeshua, the Migu doesn't help. So it's a Chidush. Muberes, Faker, it's a Chidush of Fear of Bon Gamliel. That even though we saw the Maise Bia, she's not Nehemenes, and Rashi speaks it out clear. Bishnei Melezihiri, Ainu Diktoni Talti, Medaberes Lo Ideach HaKoichet Rabbi Yeshua. Ne'aval Gavde Lo Yiru'u Oshiniva Lo Nifselo. Umeoberes Lo Ideach HaKoichet Rabban Gamliel, that even though we saw the Bia, she's Muta. Elo Leravasi, Tartel Omoli. Lefi Ravasi, the Reisha is the Bia, and the Sefer is the Bia. Tartel Omoli. Chode Lehach Shirbo, וחוד להכשיר בביתו. How we know that? חוד להכשיר בו, וחוד להכשיר בביתו. זה אינטרסנט, בפשט הגמורה, זה מחלקס רשי וטייסס. I'm saying, the פשט is פושט. One is להכשיר בו, one להכשיר בביתו. רשי learns, not that one of them is משמע that is going on the mother, and the מעוברס is משמע that is going on the blood. I will ask you a question. If חוד להכשיר בו, וחוד להכשיר בביתו, so write only the second one. What does that tell us? Write down only the second one. Chode l'achshu bo v'chode l'achshu bebito. Muberes mashma the daughter. So write down only the second one. What? Lo'idiach ha'koyach Rabbi Yeshua. Rashi doesn't say it. And Zaire, Rashi explained. We need two. Medaberes lo'idiach ha'koyach Rabban Gamliel. And Muberes lo'idiach ha'koyach Rabban Gamliel. Why here you have to have two? Write only the second one. Write down only the second one. So Teisus Einach Nami, Teisus says like you said, Zog Teisus, Chode Leachshir Bo V'Chode Leachshir Beboto, V'Tzrich Et Arvayu, Zog Teisus, Chode Leidiach HaKoichad Rabban Gamliel, that even the daughter is okay, V'Chode Leidiach HaKoichad Rabbi Yeshua. Rashi doesn't say it. Rashi doesn't say lo idiach chodin Rabbi Yeshua v'chodin Rabbi Gamliel. He said it only in Zeir and not in Ravasi. The Torah says Rashi learns, and Muberes doesn't say klo that you're speaking about the daughter. Muberes means that she has a baby inside, so we see the beer. If the Tana would write Muberes, I would think that the Tana only write the Echatimtze that we saw the beer. I would not know that the Braisa is talking about the daughter. But after that, the Tanya writes also Medaberes. So what is the Chiddush of Muberes? Al Kochoch Meret of the daughter. Rashi Mishuma didn't want to say that Muberes, we know the daughter, and the Chiddush is Lo Yidiach HaKoichot Rabbi Yeshua. So the Marsho and the Ritva are Oymed of them, that we have a Machlekes Bepshat. The Val today, I don't want to make a Lomdus out of it, but Avad is a Lomdus in back of it. Taisus learns again, Avad, you could write Muberes, and then I know Klor, state Muberes, we speak about the daughter. Aye, so what is the Reisha? Lo Yidiach HaKoichot Rabbi Yeshua, that even the mother is also. Rashi Mishuma doesn't want that. You could write the Sefer and I will know both. I don't need one for Rabbi Yeshua, one for Rabbi Gamliel. I don't know why. So Rashi Posh, I need two, because if I would not have two, I would maimin Muberes Aleo Atzmo, and like Teisus says in Dibra Masra, Dibra Mashir Bo, that Muberes means the mother, means that we see the beer, but not because we talk about the Vlad. So Rashi bebito im ha'ubor hazeh nekevot inosel lekuno. Lerab Gamliel. De'i ha'shme'in en bedito hava minu iu hoyo de'ave lo chazok ed kashas mikore amrin ug machiz koso. Aval ubor de'lo yave lechazok ed kashas eim eloi. So Rashi doesn't say chodin Rab Gamliel v'chodin Rab Yeshua mashma dat balabatish. Muberes, like Teisus says in Dibura Masri ledivrei, could mean, not the kid, could mean a echatimtze that you see the bia in a sheinish prach. How you see a bia? Well, people would hear. No, they see a uber, so they see a bia. Of a merenish of the vla. Zog de gemore, hai nicha lemando, divre ha-machshu bo, machshu bebito. Elo lemando, omar, le divre ha-machshu bo, poisel bebito, ma'ike le meima. רב אסי סובר כמנדה אומר לדברי המכשיר בו מכשיר בביתו. זוגת רשי. היי ניחה לכמון בשמייסל מאיקי למימר תרתי לאכשיר בו לא מולי. כיוון המדברס ברעו השני בו. So I want a little bit of akdomedo to start. We have a machloikes מכשיר בו מכשיר בביתו או מכשיר בו לאו מכשיר בביתו. What is the machloikes? Again, we're going a little bit of Rabban Gamliel that she's nemod b'chazoket to say that the Vlad is kosher. One man, the Omar holds, she's only nemod on herself. But on the Vlad, she's not nemod. The other man, the Omar holds, machshir bo, machshir bebito. What is the machlekes? So the Shov Shmaise, and Shmaise Dalet, Perek Gimel Perek Dalet, Tzatchol HaSadvorim, this is at least Shitas Rashi. The reason I want to start here, because the Rashi is in our sugya. The Shmaisi brings down, it's called Maisa Vilna. What happened in Maisa Vilna? They had seven cows, they cut them to two, all the seven cows, and they sold. They had the right side of the cow and the left side of the cow. They sold the right side of the cow. They sold one of the right sides of the cow. Then, they took out all of the Me'ayim, all the kishkes of the cows, and they checked the Me'ayim, and they found a treife in one of the kishkes of the cows. Now they don't know what cow out of the seven is treife. So what is the halacha l'moshul? A person shechtin seven cows, he takes out all of the inside, and instead of doing smart to check everyone on his own, he puts all the kishkes together, and then he checks all the me'ayim, and he finds one treife. So he knows one out of the seven is treife. So the halacha is, kol kavua kemechza al mechza, you're not allowed to eat nothing. So we know one of these cows are treif. Kol kavua kemechza al mechza, you're not allowed to eat nas. And Maisa Vilna, they cut the cows to seven, we said, and they sold already one cow. One half a cow. That one half of cow that was sold was muta. Because kol de porish, miru be porish. Right? Let me tell you, they sold cow number one. Now we don't know if it's treif or kosher. So the cow that they sold is kosher. Kol de porish, miru be porish. Zog de Shmaise, zog tchach mi Vilne, so now the second half of the cow is also muta. Even though the second half of the cow is kavua, but while I know that this half of the cow is kosher, if this is kosher, has to be that the other part is also kosher. Ask why you don't say the other way around. The other half, I don't know if it's suffix. So I have a achroe on the half a cow that is away that is kosher, so it's machria to me that this half is also kosher. What is the mocker, Zog the Shmaise? Our sugya. The mother has a cheskes kashas. The Vlad doesn't have a cheskes kashas. Look how the Shmaise says. I know this mother went into the room and she was mitaberes with somebody. She's kosher lekehuna or not. We pass and she has a cheskes kashas, she's kosher. So we decide, who made the beer? A kosher yid or a treife yid? A kosher yid. So I know who is the father. If I know who is the father, the kid is kosher. The Cheskes Kashrus tells me, you have to decide that she did the beer with a kosher. So after I know that she did the beer with a kosher, so now I'm a male, I know that the Vlad is also kosher. This is Cheskes A Mehani Lebas. And the Shmaise explained, don't fatum tzazog the Shmaise, stam, every time when you pass on a mikveh that it's kosher, and then someone goes in that it's kosher. There it's for sure, it's called Toilodeh. First I pass on the mikveh, and then someone goes in. Here it's the same shayla. It's not two shaylas. It's one cow. The right side and the left side. But while on the right side I have a achroe, and the left I decide that the kishke is not belongs to this cow. So b'mele I have a achroe that the left side is also kosher. So this is the pshat b'shitas Rashi, cheskas ei mehani lebas. Man de machshir bo machshir bebito. While we pass and klabi the mother, she's b'cheskas kashris. So we machriya and the mother that she was nival to a kosher. The lashon of the Shmaise is we look who was boiled. Zog de cheskes kashrus mistome a kosher person was boiler. So now a kid came out. If the mother is kosher and the boiler was kosher, you're right that the vlad doesn't have a cheskes kashrus. But the cheskes kashrus that was machriya the shaila is machriya legabe the vlad. So klal. So what's how the tzveita mandor? Because the mother Omar, machshir bo, loy machshir bebito. Zog the Shmaise weiter. And the Chavda Shloime and Afchof Beis is mazbidos be'archove. Zog the Chavda. In Maise Vilne, Avada, the cow is kosher. Val called the porish merube porish. The right side of the cow is kosher, so the left side becomes kosher. I have achru on the right side. I have achru on the left side. So what here? Man the machshir bo machshir bebita holds and roiv it's taka azay. Call the porish merube porish. The right side of the cow is kosher, so the left side of the cow is kosher. As I gave this. If the right side is kosher, the left side is kosher. Masha'enkin chazoke, how the second man the Omar is not a achroe. Dr. Azay, we actually stop it. What is chazoke? There's two ways how to learn chazoke. One way to learn chazoke is achroe, gzeres hakosuf, we go basa chazoke, we machri at the shayla. Who was the man? Was a kosher man. Other it's a hanoge. Misofek, we have to misnaeg with the mother, the, I'll explain it. We can't change the hanoge klape the mother. We were used to handling with her. We're used to misnag with her. Like she's kosher, we don't stop our hanoge. But now that we decided, just misofek, we leave it like it is. We don't mix it. We don't mix in, she was kosher. Don't tell her nothing. Don't tell her. If you don't tell her, she stays kosher. But now that we machriya that she's kosher. If chazok is achroe, so we machriya that she's kosher, so we machriya that the boyel is a kosher, b'meilu we machriya that the kid is a kosher. Why? Because if we machriya that the boyel is kosher, but if not machriya, just don't mix in. Don't mix in, don't tell her, just don't tell her what to do. But the kid, if you don't tell him, he doesn't know what he is. When the mother, you don't tell her what to do, she stays to be misnaeg like she was misnaeg. Masha'egin the kid, you don't tell him, he's suffering again. So if it's achroe, call the porish merube porish and maisa vilne. It's achroe that half of the cow is kosher. The second half of the cow is also kosher. Masha'egin, if it's not achroe, it's only a anoge. Saval, it's only a anoge on the second half. It's only a anoge on the second half. I can't be machriya. Zog the Welt, this teire shtei doin rashi. There's a lot of rashis in Shas. But the first rashi is by us. We read the rashi inside, dibur ha-maskil bebito. אם האובר הזה נקייב אותי נוסע לכיוון. אי השמיינן בדידו, הווה אמינה אי, אויר דהווה לחזוק את הקשרס מייקורא, אמרינן אוקמו החסקוסו, ואל תפסלנו מסופק. אבל אובר, דהווה לחזוק את הקשרס, אי מלוי. When Rashi is masbud the Manda Omar, machshir bo, loy machshir bebito, Rashi explains. The mother, why she's kosher? Ukmina acheskoso ve'al tifseleno misofek. Chazoke is not achroe. Chazoke is anoge. Al tifseleno misofek. Don't mix in. Don't mix in. Aber gabe deflal. I don't have achroe. Leman do omar machshir bo machshir bebito. Rashi says later in Amud Beis. So that's in the chilu. When Rashi is masbu machshir bo loy machshir bebito, as what is the pshat? Misofik al tifseleno. That's the shit as Rashi. It's really shpet. It's two halokim. I just want to be masbu. It's one chilek. We have to finish a little bit to go into the sugya machshir bo machshir bebito zachem dashleim and afchav beis. And then is the second part of the sugya. All of the rishonim and oisim al hayichud. If she's Nemon or not Nemon, let's show him what's his son.